Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Welcome to Me Time, Alonement's new weekly series of 10-minute mini-episodes from the archives. We'll be showcasing some of the very best wisdom from our favourite former guests, and we'll be doing so in bite-sized episodes designed for those small pockets of me time. This clip is taken from my conversation with former Blue Peter presenter Connie Hook. It was first released in August 2020.
The thought of being alone conjures up this sort of vision of floating in space. I always think that as people, we have certain anchors. So, for instance, it might be having a partner, your friends, your family, job security and stability, you know, a place to live. There's certain anchors that we have. And I remember actually being in my 20s, and I think I found out my dad had cancer. So I knew he didn't have that long to live. I had sort of come out of a relationship. I was going freelance. So, you know, job security was something I'd known since sort of university. And I remember thinking that sort of you have these anchors, and the more that sort of they're cut, the more you're just sort of floating. And that's what it is to sort of be alone, not having any of those anchors in a way. You're just sort of floating in space.
And that's interesting because it's a sort of, I guess there's a freedom to it, but there's also a real difficulty to it. Of course, your father passed away from cancer in 2014, so that must have been a really horrible thing to go through. And yet, it's that sort of, you know, losing a parent, I suppose it forces you to have a sort of different independence. You sort of grow up in a strange way.
Yeah. I mean, the weird thing is he was diagnosed a lot earlier. So, you know, someone's diagnosed with sort of cancer, and then it turns to, you know, he had a secondary cancer. So we thought it'd gone away, and then it came back. And then you do think, oh, it's going to be really quick and he'll be gone. And actually, from the diagnosis to him passing away was actually 10 years. But I just remember at that time having that thought of like, oh, wow, I'm older and I'm independent. You're sort of not, you know, a kid, you know, relying on your family. They get older, your parents, and sort of have to start relying on you a bit more. And that, by the time he did pass away, actually, I sort of was married and had two kids. So, you know, that loss was sort of, I wasn't just sort of floating in space. There were new anchors, and these do sort of regenerate, as it were. But I think, you know, when I think of sort of being alone, that's the vision that I have in my head. That sort of just floating in space, sort of like with nothing to sort of anchor you. But, you know, I do think that obviously sort of being alone isn't the same, is it really, as, you know, you can be alone and be, you know, being a mum of two kids that have boundless energy. Sometimes, like even now, just doing this podcast with you, sitting in a room having sane conversation. I mean, obviously I'm not alone because I'm chatting to you, but even if I was like reading a book or whatever, you know, that is also being alone. I am quite a loner, actually. I'm not a very sociable, wants to be out person. I've always been a real homebody and I like being on my own. And actually, weirdly though, when I hear the word alone, that's the picture of me, the floating in space, is what comes into my head. But weirdly, I don't think of being on my own as the same as being alone, even though it is, because I quite like being on my own and I don't feel like I'm alone, because you're not if you've got those, you know, the anchors and that I was talking about. You can be on your own, but you just know at the end of a phone or wherever, you know, you've got this sort of network of support, a safety net, as it were. So, you know, I actually do love being alone. You know, I remember actually, weirdly, even growing up, and even now, really, I'm never friends with people in big groups. I'm much more friends with people one-on-one. And, you know, obviously it's quality, not quantity, but I always find group dynamics can be tricky anyway. And I find it sort of, you get, you know, you get more quality of friendship being one-on-one friends. And then organically a group might grow, but primarily, first and foremost, I have to be friends with sort of people one-on-one, if that makes sense.
That does. I suppose you do get more of a quality of connection when you are one-on-one with someone, because in a big group, you can sort of, you know, the conversation can sort of get lost a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's like that thing of social media, in that people think they know how people are because they almost see like an avatar of blah blah's eating Smarties and blah blah's doing this, and look at their cappuccino, it's got a little heart in the froth or whatever. And actually, it's that thing of, you only really can form proper bonds, I think, through contact, proper contact. And I also think that although you have a lot of fun in a group and a group is great, you get much more genuine proper contact. You get to know what someone's going through by having really good one-on-one friendships. And if you've got lots of those, you know, even if you're on your own or whatever, and like I say, similar ties with, I don't know, family and your partner or whatever, then you, even when you are alone, you're never really alone, if that makes sense.
I find that concept of anchors so interesting. Would you say that having, so in the period between your father's diagnosis and his death, you became a mother and you were married to your husband, Charlie Brooker, the creator of Black Mirror. Did you, would you say that those being anchored was a help during that time? It you know, it enabled you to feel less.
Definitely. Yeah, I think that the thing of the anchors is, if you lose them all, you can, you, that's being really lonely. That's being really alone. You need some of them. And the more you lose, the more sort of lonely you feel, I guess. But, you know, you can have loads and loads of, I don't know, good friends and not any family. And so the friends compensate not having any family, for instance. So it's when you don't have any of anything, you know, that you can have superficial friends, but it's having this sort of genuine article, you know, people that really like you for you, as opposed to, you know, liking you for superficial stuff. You know, people can, I don't know, like people for who they are, meaning, you know, I don't know, what job they have or what house they live in, or, you know, really sort of superficial stuff, as opposed to sort of the internal person.
That's so interesting. And especially, I'm intrigued because you come from a Muslim Bangladeshi background where traditionally, you know, your anchors will be marriage and kids. And of course, you've got those things, but you married relatively late, in your late 30s, compared to possibly, you know, more traditional members of the community. Do you think that you found those anchors in your friends or elsewhere beforehand?
I mean, weirdly, like I say, yeah, you've you know, I had my parents and my family, and I'm, you know, I'm lucky in that I've got really nice friends. You know, I've had job security, you know, always had a roof over my head, all of these things. So I've never really, really actually gone through life feeling lonely, I don't think. Sometimes I felt, you know, alone, like I said, on my own, but not lonely, because sometimes it's nice just to have you time, quality time, you know, away from kids or away from people or whatever. You know, I'm a real homebody. I think once you see that happiness comes from within, rather than sort of seeking it from all these external things, then it's a really good basis for never feeling alone, even when you're on your own.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.